Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Dr. Tan's I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Tan, and I want to welcome you tonight as I speak about hope for the holidays. Again, my topic for the night is hope for the holidays. As many of you are preparing for the holidays, you are getting ready to welcome family and friends into your homes over the next few months. We also have to understand that there's a whole lot of different things that have taken place prior to the holidays, and there's a whole lot of different things that we're dealing with as we embrace the holiday season for the year, of 2024. And so we're coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday break and then followed by the Christmas break. And so as you're thinking about that, there's so many different situations that people are dealing with every day. And sometimes leading up to the holidays, that can be very stressful in a way. It can bring back memories of certain situations or loved ones. It can resurface a lot of feelings and emotions that may have been buried under our facade of just trying to get through day by day. But what I know to be true is that a lot of times we fail to take care of ourselves. We are constantly moving and moving, and we have this mindset that we have to keep going, and you know, only the strong survive, and we just have to keep moving. We can't stop and take a rest. But even when God created the world, when He created the world, He stopped for one day. That one day was the day of rest. You know, He did not work all 7 days. He did what He did in six, and the seventh day was His rest day. And so we also have to rest. We also have to recharge and rejuvenate ourselves. We also have to take care of ourselves. There's a saying that you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's hard to give back to others when you have been depleted yourself. And so I want to talk about hope for the holidays so that we can be rekindled, rejuvenated, renewed during this holiday season. That sometimes it brings us joy, and sometimes it also resurfaces those feelings and emotions of sorrow and sadness. When I think about hope for the holidays, that word hope, the first thing I think about is expectations. I think about aspirations. I think about anticipation. And I also think about trust. And when you think about those words, the center of all those words is God. And so hope for the holidays really translates to mean that we are putting our hope in Christ. That our hope is not displaced in people, is not placed in things, material things, is not placed in anything else but Christ. Because when we place our hope in Him, then we can succeed. We can be victorious in every area of our life. We can receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you're going through something and you don't know why you're still smiling, that is that peace that God gives. The world can't give it to you, but only He can give it to you. And you'll sit there and be at peace in the midst of tribulation. Our life is not going to necessarily be free of tribulation, but even though we will go through the tribulation, we can still have peace in the midst of it. And so the trust, it also means to me to wait patiently, to wait with expectancy, forgetting not His benefits. And so when you think about that, I think about all the things that we could do. We could complain. We could look at the things that we don't have. We could compare ourselves to someone else. But that would be counterproductive, because if you start to look at somebody else's life, and clearly God has tailor-made our path, our journey for each individual, so that we can get to an expected end. And all of our expected end is different. It is tailor-made. It is paved out, predestined based on what God has predestined for us, what He has purposed for us to do. According to Jeremiah 29:11, He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." And so for each one of us, He has these thoughts of expectancy, of an expected end, of a purpose, of where He wants us to go, that our journey, our faith walk. And as we walk through this journey called life, we have to be faith walkers, not just faith talkers. And so the hope for the holidays is really a mindset shift. We're shifting the way we think. And so Romans 12:12 says to rejoice in hope, to be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. So what does that mean? We have to rejoice in hope. What is hope? Knowing that God can, and He will if it's according to His will. Just knowing that He can, that He can do anything but fail, that He's never left us nor forsaken us. That is the hope, knowing that He can do all things, and that we can be confident of this one thing, that whatever He starts, He's going to finish. Hope. We can rejoice in it. We can take that to the bank. We can take that check to the bank and cash it, because we know that God's word will not return unto Him void. Whatever He said it's going to do, it's going to accomplish that He said it will accomplish. Hope for the holidays. How do we continue to change our mindset? Well, one way, we have to make sure that we are constant in prayer. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Thessalonians, it says, pray without ceasing. And so guess what we have to do? Constant in prayer, seeking His face, seeking Him where He may be found. We have to be constantly talking to Him about the decisions we make, the choices that we are choosing, situations and circumstances that we are encountering, the circles that we are keeping, the people, the company we're keeping, all these different things. We have to include God in all things, every aspect of our life. Constant in prayer. And then we have to start counting our blessings, and that would eliminate our stressing. When we start counting our blessings, that will eliminate our stress. And let me tell you why. Because if you start counting your blessings, you don't have time to complain about what you think you're missing. When you start thinking about all the many blessings, all the blessings that we take for granted, you don't have time to focus on what you think you need or what you think you're missing. Because scripture tells us that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in heaven. He'll supply all of our needs. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So constant in prayer, counting our blessings so it can eliminate the stressing, which means we are complaining less. Praise and worship. What is that? Praising him, worshiping him. Acknowledging that it is him that has allowed you and me to get to where we are thus far, but it's not we ourselves. In other words, we are born with a purpose and for a purpose. We're not born for ourselves. We're born for God's purpose. And when we begin to thank him for all that he's done for us, that he is doing for us, and that he will do for us in the future, then our mindset begins to shift to the thinking that it's all God and it's all good. And then we have to saturate ourselves in the word. We got to study the word. In order to be able to stand on God's promises, we got to know what his promises say. And the only way to know what it says is to read it for yourself. We got to get out of this thing where we're listening to other people tell us what the promises are, because sometimes people can tell you their version of what the promise is. And that might not be what God's word says. Scripture tells us you don't supposed to add to the scripture and you don't supposed to take none away from it. His word doesn't need anybody to justify it. It says what it says. Plain and simple. That's what his word says, and that's what he means. So we have to saturate ourselves in the word. We have to, according to Timothy, study to show ourselves approved. In other words, we got to know it for ourselves. You can't allow somebody else to get the knowledge. I believe it's in Proverbs. It said, "In all you're getting, get an understanding." You can't allow for somebody else to get the understanding and then give you the information. You didn't learn anything in the process. And you don't know if what was told to you is true. So what you do is to study to show yourself approved. Get the knowledge for yourself. God says, if anybody asks for wisdom, he'll give it to you. He won't withhold anything from you. All you got to do is, like it says in Matthew, knock and the door should be open. Seek and you should find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. The problem is we're not activating our faith and we're not holding on to hope. Sometimes we get spiritually lazy. You know, it's kind of like back in the old days, you had TVs where you had to get up and turn the knob. And maybe you had to, if you had the cable box with the antennas, you had to get up and push the button. But now we didn't get so tech savvy. We can sit on the couch and control the TV, the volume, the channels, or whatever we want to do, record with the click of a button. So even though we have advanced in technology, now that has put a limitation on our physical abilities, because now we are more stagnant. We're getting less exercise, less movement, because we've made these accommodations, which is nothing wrong. But at the same time, when we're talking about the word of God, it's the same thing. When we feel like we can have somebody tell us the word, as opposed to us studying the word and saturating ourselves in the word to know it for ourselves, to know what the promises of God are saying, then it's kind of like that remote control. We're just clicking the button. We're just getting the information. Well, this is what they said. We believe them. Oh, you know, this is, you know, I, you know, it's, and it's nothing wrong with learning from someone that knows the word, but guess what? God has no respect of person. You can learn it too. You can get in the word for yourself too. That just makes when you come with like believers, like-minded believers, and then you're studying the word, then that just increases your knowledge. It expands your knowledge. It allows God to work on the inside of you, to move you to a greater level of understanding because you're doing your part to get to know him more intimately. Again, hope for the holidays. And we have to understand that for every situation in the Bible, or every situation in life, let me rephrase it, the Bible has provided a solution and an explanation that should evoke our expectations of the God we serve. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, 66 books, we see God's hand in everything. And that's biblical history. But if you're looking at your right now history, your right now circumstances, or maybe your circumstances a few years ago or just last week, you can see God's hand as well. Some people, you know, may want you to think just by their what they think or what they believe that because things don't go the way we envision it, that God is not in control. But let me tell you something about the God I serve. No matter what happens, God is still in full control. I know without a shadow of a doubt, if God allows it, he done already took care of it. Sometimes God allows things to play out in a way that we might not understand because it tells us in Isaiah that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So it might play out in a way that we don't understand, but God still is in full control. Nothing happens without God knowing. That includes the things that we go through on our job. You got workplace issues, God sees all. You dealing with financial woes, God knows it. You dealing with health issues, God knows. Friendship conflicts, lack of self-esteem and your self-confidence. You may need basic needs. Maybe your physical abilities are not where they used to be. Maybe you lack family support. Maybe you got some family conflicts. Maybe you got had a loss of employment. Just whatever it is, financial issues. It could be a myriad of things. Whatever your situation that you're facing, God sees all. The only person that has the power is the good Lord. No man is greater than him. It doesn't matter what is happening around you, what issues you may be facing, God is still in full control. And let me tell you how I know. He woke us up this morning, didn't he? He's still in full control. I don't know anybody that can control the sunset and the moon coming out at certain times. You know, even though we have daylight saving time and we set our clock back an hour, and then, you know, when it's in the springtime, we spring forth. How in the world does the time, regardless of the time being changed, it's getting darker earlier? And then as the time shifts, from one season to the next, you notice that It's and like now when you get up in the morning, if you're on the in the area that I am, when you get up by 6:10 in the morning, 6:15, it's completely daylight. And just a month or so ago at 6:10, 6:15, it was dark. So what I'm telling you is that he's still in control. The situations that we experienced didn't stop God, even if we've lost loved ones. And that is so difficult, especially during the holiday seasons. It's difficult. It brings back memories. You're missing those loved ones. And I pray that God continues to comfort and keep those that are experiencing a recent loss. Even if it isn't recent, but you're still feeling the remnants of the loss of a loved one, I pray that God continues to comfort and keep you and grant you peace. Because it is hard to deal with grief. And there's no set time on grief. But we still can have hope for the holidays as long as our hope is in Christ. Romans 15 and 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let me say that again. Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And let's break that down. It says, "May the God of hope." So it just told you, God is hope. God is everything that we need. Whatever you in need of, whatever you stand in need of, God is that. If you stand in need of love, God is love. If you stand in need of peace, God is peace. If you need some joy, God is joy. God is hope. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace." So in other words, he's filling you with joy for your pain and peace for the rain. He's filling you with the joy of the Lord and the peace which surpasses all understanding. It says, and you can receive this joy and this peace if you trust in him. All you got to do is trust and believe. He's not asking for too much. He just needs for you to trust and believe. In other words, one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 46, 10, "Be still and know that I am God." He just wants you to trust, just be still and know who he is. That's all he needs you to do. Just trust and believe. Just trust him. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him." And then he said, now once you trust in him, he's going to fill you with all the joy and peace because he's the God of hope, so that you may overflow. Now, over means more than enough. Overflow. Think of pouring a cup to the brim and then continue to pour, and then it just overflows and just spills out. He wants to give you overflow, abundance, more than enough. Overflow with hope. In other words, he wants to overflow you with expectations, with the expectancy of those benefits that he told you to forget not his benefits, because it benefits you to trust in him. Overflow you with hope of the Holy Spirit. And why is that important? Because God can do anything but fail. He can do anything but fail. Hope for the holidays. Whatever your situation is right now, trust in God. Because he wants to give you joy and peace, because he's the God of hope, so that you can overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something, that is great power. You have so much power within you when you trust in God, because he works in you and through you and covers you and keeps his hand of protection on you, so that no matter what trials and tribulations you may face, James 1:2 says to count it all joy when you go through diverse temptations, knowing that it worketh your patience. And remember at the beginning, I told you that when I think about hope, it means that we can wait patiently, because we know that whenever God says the time is right, that's going to be the best time. It might not feel like it, but God knows all. And he's never lost a battle. Hope for the holidays. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, God's got it. Hope for the holidays. You got to be able to transition your mindset. Scripture says to be ye not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, don't conform to the world, but transform your mind. Renew it. This is what God is trying to give you, a renewed spirit, a rejuvenation. He's trying to redirect you into a positive space with overflowing hope and joy and the peace of God in your circumstances. We always can find something to complain about, and we definitely can always find things to be down about. You can look back over your life and we can start looking at all the things that have went wrong, that are going wrong, that we're dealing with. And you know what? That drains you. That's not the hope of God. That's a trick of the enemy to make you think that your situation cannot be fixed, or that the situation that you're facing is bigger than God. But when you trust in him and you put your hope in him, then your situation becomes minor compared to a major God. Hope in him does not necessarily mean that he will answer the prayer the way we expect it. But God always answers our prayers in the way that he deems necessary and that's best for us. Hope for the holidays. Think about what it is that you are stressing about and let God have it. Count your blessings so that it can eliminate your stressing. And if you're saying to yourself, you know, I really don't know, you know, I got this thing going on, I got this health issue. The first blessing is you woke up this morning. You're still here. Regardless of your health issues, God saw fit to breathe life into your body. Ain't God good? Despite what you're going through with your health, you're still here. That means that if and when God gets ready, he can still heal your body, because he is a healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. He can do anything. that he wants to do and when he wants to do it. Whatever that situation is, whether it's financial situations, ask God to give you the wisdom and the ability to manage what you have. And maybe right now you might not have enough. But ask God to give you the ability and the wisdom to manage the amount that he has given you at this time until he blesses you with just enough. And then decides once you have shown God that you are a good steward over that you have, that he continues to bless you until you have more than enough, that overflowing abundance. Ask him to help you in that area. Speak life over your situation. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says, I've given you the power to get wealth. The scripture says, I have given you the power to get wealth. Do you believe it? He's giving you the power to be able to make wise financial choices, to have abundance when it comes to taking care of your bills and making great decisions with your finances. God can do it. God can give you a way to be debt free. But guess what? It takes discipline. And everything, all the promises of God takes discipline and obedience. Scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. We have to be obedient to the word of God in order to enjoy the promises of God. And I believe in, I've probably said this before on a podcast, but in Deuteronomy 28, that whole chapter tells you about the blessings of God, how you get the blessings of God. Then it also tells you things that can happen that can cause you to not receive those blessings, that could curse your blessings, that can keep you from getting the blessings. But the key to it is obedience, discipline, hope for the holidays. If you're grieving, God can comfort you because he's a comforter. And he can give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He can give you beauty for the ashes. That's the type of God we serve. So, ask God to help you where you feel that void. When you're missing that loved one, when you're having those moments of sorrow, because that's a natural instinct for us. But ask God to help you in that area. And I know he will. Because that's what God does. He says he is near to the brokenhearted. And he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to seek him. He wants to help us. He says to cast, 1 Peter 5 and 7, I believe, says, cast your cares unto him because he cares for you, or he cares for us. So we have to cast our cares unto him. Let him know what we are facing. I know some people say, well, he already know because he made us. Yeah, but he wants us to talk to him. The way we can get on the phone and talk to everybody else about our problems, and there's nothing they can do to fix it. We can talk to God the same way because he is the fixer. He's the regulator. He's Alpha and Omega. Just talk to him. This old hymnal says, just have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. And he will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. That's all you got to do is have a little talk with Jesus. And just having that little talk with Jesus will make it right. All right. That's what the that hymnal says. And we have to do that. We have to talk to them. Tell them how we're feeling. Be vulnerable before God. Let them know how you feel. And ask him to help you to navigate through these uncharted waters of life. Because at the end of the day, God knows what we are going to face tomorrow. And the day after that, and next week, we don't know that. We don't know what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next. That's why we have to put our hope in him. As I get ready to close, I pray that something was said that has blessed you tonight. I'm recovering from a real bad sinus infection, so I haven't been on my podcast in a month. Even tonight, before I got on, I was coughing a little bit. But you know what? I felt good enough to get on because I said, Lord, if I could just get on this podcast tonight and speak what you have put in my heart without coughing and messing up the podcast, so to speak. I said, Lord, that was my prayer before I got on. And I thank God because I've been on this podcast for a little over 30 minutes. And I haven't coughed. I haven't felt the urge to cough. And I'm telling you, before I got on, I was coughing like every 2 or 3 minutes. But just like that, that prayer tonight, right before I got on, and you probably can hear it in my voice, that I'm still not 100%, but I thank God that I'm better than I was last week. He honored my prayer tonight. He honored my prayer because I was obedient to him telling me to get on and give you some hope for the holidays. And let me tell you, God can do the same for you. Yes, he can. God is a faithful God. He's a merciful and magnificent God. He's an awesome God. And he wants the best for us. And that includes whatever you're facing tonight, whatever you've been dealing with all week, whatever has been lingering on for the last month, maybe the last few years, God has your back. Give it to him. Put your hope and trust in God. And let him be your hope, your joy, and peace for this holiday season. And even after the holiday season, saints, stay in Christ. Keep your trust in him, no matter what it looks like. Know that God says he'll never leave you or forsake you. And if he did it before, he can do it again. May God continue to bless you, and may he continue to keep you. And I pray that your holidays are blessed beyond measure, that he allows abundance and overflow to come to you and your family, that he meets you where you are, that whatever need that you are standing in need of right now, that God is working it out for your good, and that whatever you're missing, that you will have nothing missing and nothing broken, nothing lacking, that you'll be the head and the tail above and not beneath, that all things are working for your favor, that God will give you what you need. He'll download the wisdom and knowledge as you continue to seek him on how to navigate through your uncharted waters called life. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful for the small blessings. The waking up in the morning, the traveling grace that he's afforded us, the being able to see, to speak, to hear, the activities of my limbs, to think. Lord, I thank you. He's been so good to me. And I can't tell it all, but I'm going to tell it tonight. He's just been an awesome God. Awesome God. He's been a blessing to me and my family. He's walked us through so many different dangerous seen and unseen things that we experience. God is awesome. Awesome. And so as I close, I want to thank you for listening to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast with your host, Dr. Tan. Again, God bless and keep you until we speak again.